So my name's Anne Gwinnett and I live in Oxfordshire. I've lived there since 2008. And there are a lot of things going on. So in Oxford itself, they're pushing forward with LTNs, the low traffic neighbourhoods, and the traffic filters. So it's an obvious move towards the 15-minute cities. And in fact, they say that now quite openly. And the city and the county council in particular, because of course they're the ones who are pushing this agenda, are not listening to what the people want. So there have been a number of consultations, and it's been difficult that the way they've been framed for people to clearly say what they think if they don't want them. But regardless of that, in spite of that, people have used the comment sections to say how much they don't want these things. And at the county council meeting where they were going to make the decision on whether to go ahead with the traffic filters, there were an unprecedented number of people asked to speak. I think they had 53 people speak. And the vast majority of those were absolutely against these traffic filters.
You know what's going on is they're trying to stop people using cars because actually maybe it's better to use bicycles, public transport, that sort of thing.
Well, that's all very well, but if that's their real objective, they should be making public transport better first, and they haven't done that. What they're doing is they're introducing all these restrictions, and the impact of those restrictions is that people can't get where they need to get to. There are many, many small businesses that have either already closed or are now in the process of closing, particularly in places like Cowley Road. And so that's having an absolutely dreadful impact on the local economy. Small businesses are going to the wall, the community is being affected, and people are actually struggling now to lead normal daily lives in Oxford. So, you know, they can't easily get an electrician or a plumber because it's difficult for them to get to the houses there due to the increased congestion. So they're saying these LTNs will reduce congestion and pollution, but actually it's increasing congestion around the city because it's just moving the traffic. And that's making congestion worse, which means in some parts of the city, the pollution levels are going up. And their own data is showing that in certain places, they are above the legal limit. So it's not achieving what they say they're trying to achieve, but they're ploughing ahead with them regardless.
So what's this all about then, if it's not actually doing what it's supposed to do?
Well, that's a really good question, isn't it? And if you ask the councils, you don't really get a clear answer because they just continue to say it's all about saving the planet. And if they've got everybody so hyped up, I mean, you know, across the country about the need for this zero carbon, that is used as the excuse for everything. But when you look at the outcomes of what they're doing, that doesn't actually add up.
Okay, so I ask you again, what do you think is going on here? Because obviously the problem is there. We know there's a problem with pollution, but the solution seems to be making things worse. What, is it just, I suppose we could look at, is this a conspiracy theory or just cock-up? Because it's not the only policy which seems to be making things worse. We've decided in Ukraine as well, we're going to send loads of weapons to the Ukrainians who can't possibly beat Russia, and that also seems to be making things worse. So it seems to be a bit of a pattern here.
Well, yes, it does. And in fact, there's also a very large solar farm proposal in Oxfordshire. And that, if it goes ahead, would be by far the largest solar farm, not just in the UK, but in Europe. And there are so many reasons why that's a bad idea.
So where is that happening and when, do you know?
They've had the informal consultation on it in November, December last year. The formal consultation was due to be in the spring, and they've actually now pushed that back to sometime in the summer, but we don't have a clear date yet. But it's the same question, really, because if you look at the proposals, and there are many, many proposals across the country for solar farms on agricultural land, and the question is, why agricultural land in the world that we live in now, where we ought to be looking to be more self-sufficient in terms of our food security, why are we pushing solar farms on fields? if we're going to have solar, and that's a big if, but if we are, then they should be on the top of buildings. We have so many business parks, science parks, university buildings, houses, and yet we're not putting them there. The government are pushing to have them, or pushing these schemes through the national infrastructure projects to put them on fields. And our argument is it's the wrong solution in the wrong place. Solar is the least efficient renewable energy, so it makes no sense, and at the expense of agricultural land.
Okay, so where is this farm and how big is it?
Well, it stretches, it's in three sections. So the smallest section is near Botley and Cumnor, and it's called Botley West. The next section is the largest, and it's to the west of Kidlington, around Yarnton and Begbrook and Bladen. And then the northern section is to the east of Woodstock and up to the northwest of Tackley. So in total, it stretches around about 11 miles north to south, but it's in these three sections, and it covers, will cover, if it goes ahead, nearly 3,500 acres of agricultural land.
My God. Well, look, I mean, this is happening at the same time as we're being told no more livestock. This is actually apparently causing global warming. Now, I'm not sure if I believe that, but it does sound to me as if there is almost an attack on the farmers. Now, the farmers have been there for quite a long time, you know, actually many thousands of years, providing food for us. And you do wonder what might be the objective in actually, well, putting thousands of farmers out of business here.
Well, it's quite obvious, isn't it, that farmers have had a hard time for years, and it's not just in this country either. You know, there are farmers in Europe who've been put under huge pressure over the last 2 years. And we can see that happening here too, where it's becoming more and more difficult for them to make a reasonable living. And, you know, basically all of this comes down to follow the money. Who's making the money out of this? And the people, the whole incentive now for people who have land is it's much easier for them to make a living by putting it over to solar farm than actually making a living in farming.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you need to have workers to go and work your fields, even if it's just to shear your sheep, if you can be bothered to do that. You do need to have a few workers. Now, these solar farms are just surrounded by barbed wire, CCTV, and nobody visits them for years.
Well, yeah, that's true. And it's certainly going to very much change the landscape of the whole area. So yes, but you know, you were asking the question about why is this happening. There is a big push against meat and dairy, and you look into that, and they are now pushing alternatives to meat. And again, the food industry is moving in a particular direction. And you've got to ask what is healthy, and people have different opinions on what is healthy. But you know, we have survived for years on a diet that involves meat and milk and dairy products, and we've done pretty well on that. If you look around at the community now, there are far more people with allergies, with weight issues, and the kind of foods that we are eating now are clearly not as good for us as the kind of natural foods that we were eating in the past. So you just have to stop and ask yourself, is this the right way to go? And in my opinion, it's not.
So what about if people want to follow some of this up, whereabouts can they go, say online or with your campaign, the solar farms?
Okay, so for the solar farms, if you look online for the stopbotleywest.com, you'll find all the information on that particular project. There are various groups working against the LTNs in Oxford, so you can look online to find those. And increasingly, people are realising that these decisions are having a negative impact on their lives, and they're starting to fight back. And we need to work together to stop some of this insanity.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.